For those who are students of Rabbi Soloveitchik, you hear those famous words, Ger v'soshav anochi imachem. It brings back the poignant idea that he meant, that the Rav mentions, Ger v'soshav, the lonely man of faith, that sometimes we are gerim, we're strangers in the land, we're different, we're unique, but v'soshav, we're also among the land. So sometimes we're imminent, sometimes we're close, and sometimes we are distant. And that is the balance that the lonely man of faith has to struggle with at all times and keep that recognition of who we are, sometimes that we're close, sometimes we're further away. And even the same thing as with discussions about dialogues between different faiths. Ger v'soshav, on the one hand, we're part of a community of many, but at the same time, we're also part of the community of the few. And we have to keep that balance. But the Chasam Sofer takes it in a bit of a different direction. The first question that he asks is, it's fascinating to note that Avraham doesn't purchase a burial plot until this point. Most of us purchase burial plots way before our loved one dies or before we die. We're prepared. Avraham wasn't prepared. His wife dies, and now he looks to buy a burial plot. How could that be? And number two, he notices the fascinating statement of Ger v'soshav anochi imachem follows on the heels of the previous pasuk, which says Vayakam Avraham me'al pnei miso, that Avraham had got up from his deceased, and then he speaks to Bnei Ches, saying Ger v'soshav anochi imachem, give me a portion, give me a burial plot to bury my deceased. Why are those two psukim juxtaposed? That he gets up from his mace and then he speaks to Bnei Ches. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ger v'soshav anochi imachem is actually part of the hesped that he's giving for Sarah. He's speaking about not just their relationship, but about the discovery that Avram has made about himself. Ger v'soshav anochi imachem, as he's going through this hesped and speaking to the people of Bnei Ches about who Sarah was and her legacy, he realizes, he comes to terms with the fact that he is a ger v'soshav. What does that mean, that he's a ger v'soshav? Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. You see, Avraham saw Chanoch. He understood about Chanoch, his descendant, that Chanoch was taken by God. What does that mean, that Chanoch was taken by God? Chanoch gave his life to God, and as a result, he became a malach. He never really died. Almost like Eliyahu, his neshama went up, his whole body went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the mindset that Avram had. He was going to live out his life the same way that Chanoch did. It was all given for God, and therefore, there was no need for a burial plot. And Kal v'chomer, there was no need for a burial plot for Sarah, because Sarah was even on a higher madriga of nevuah than Avraham was, as we've seen from the stories about kicking Yishmael out of the house. Sarah knew more. Kol asher tomar Sarah shema b'kola. So Avraham, there was no need to purchase a burial plot. They were going to be just like Chanoch. However, there was a sudden change, and Sarah dies. And then the reality hits Avraham. Wait a second. What happened to our lives? We devoted our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet here we are. My wife just died. Obviously, I have to buy a burial plot for her, but I need to purchase a burial plot for us. Because now Avram comes to the realization that it's not just about him, but his life and his future and his end. And he says, Ger v'soshav anochi imachem. I realize that I'm not like Chanoch, whose guf and neshama all went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather, ger v'soshav anochi imachem. My neshama is a ger, my neshama is a stranger, my neshama is sojourning here in this world temporarily. Ultimately, it's going to go back to Olam Haba. But v'soshav anochi, but my body is a resident, my body is a clump of afar, it's gush afar. And I recognize that my body is going to be here. It's going to be in this world. And to a certain degree, Avraham was depressed, not just about the loss of his wife, but what that represented about his life, that he wouldn't measure up to Chanoch. And that caused him agony and anguish. But what he didn't perhaps clearly recognize, explains the Chasam Sofer, is that there was a fundamental difference in the mindset of Chanoch versus Avraham. You see, Chanoch gave his whole life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and didn't do anything to share that wisdom with the people. Chanoch was Yoshev Badad. He was alone, he was lonely, and he gave everything he had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram, on the other hand, was Nis'ariv im B'nei Adam. Avram shared. He shared his legacy, he shared his story, he shared his history, he shared his life with the world, and he spread it to the world. So yes, as a consequence, his neshama, only his neshama, would go up to Shemayim, but his guf would remain in this world, in the Eretz. But ultimately, his reward was greater, because he brought people life, he brought people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the response that B'nai Ches gave to Avraham. Nasi Elokim ata besochenu. You're a Nasi. You are Nasi Elokim. You raised God up to everyone, to the whole world. That malacha, that work, was tremendously impactful and significant. Without you, monotheism wouldn't have been spread, wouldn't have become popular. And that brought Avram comfort. So yes, Ger v'Soshav. At that point, for the first time, he recognized, he came to the realization that he wouldn't be like Chanoch. He would need to purchase a burial plot for him and for Sarah. But he also came to the recognition that sharing his faith with others, sharing the messages, the morals, and the values, are that much more valuable than connecting and being an ascetic and remaining alone. And that's our challenge, to share what we have, to help grow, not just on our own, but to help others grow. And the truth is, when we share and help others grow, the person that it impacts the most is ourselves. And that is what we learn from Avraham. Ger v'soshav. My neshama. Spiritually, I'm a ger. Physically, I'm a soshav. But I only became a soshav. I am merited. I have the zechus of being a soshav because I shared and I cared and I lived and I loved. Have a great day.